Record off.
Yeah, lovely. Right. As I said earlier, I was going to talk a little bit this morning about our voice. Now, his voice is an amazing thing. It can be annoying sometimes. You might get told to shut up if you're annoying someone with your voice. But it can be a wonderful thing. But sometimes our words can fail us. Our thoughts are clouded. And sometimes we can simply not know what to verbally communicate. I'm speaking here about our communication with God, about our communication through prayer, which sometimes might not be sound-wise. We might not actually physically hear the words that we're saying in our head in prayer. But even then, when we're not physically casting the words out of his mouths, our words in our head, in our thoughts, can simply stop. Our thoughts become clouded, and our voice, our communication with God, seems to cease. At times like that, should we not bother? Is our time being wasted not making any tangible progress in whatever situation that we're in simply because our voice to God has stopped? Now, I would think of myself as quite a simple man. I like now, in my later life, to look at English language and enjoy and understand and learn big new words. In my younger years, I thought, what's the point of English? It's what I speak. I already know it. I'm referring now to time when I was at school, and I thought, well, what's the point of going to English? I am English. I'm a Yorkshireman. I know how to say it. What's the point? I didn't pay much attention to English lessons. It was opportunity to do all the other homework. Same with any other languages at school. For first few years in comprehensive school, we had to take another language, which I went to a language school and they taught French for a couple of years in comprehensive, while you first went into comprehensive. I have no intentions of going to France. Why do I need to know French? Another homework lesson. I did quite well in the other subjects. But after the first couple of years of doing French, I got kicked out of that class. And we did what they called European studies, which was a bit more like geography, so I quite enjoyed that, really. And didn't involve any languages, and it were all in English, which I knew, so I could do the homework for that in English anyway, so that was quite good. Communication is important. I've got quite an old dog at home, and I'm not talking about my wife neither. I have physically got an old dog at home. His name's Jack. It's not me, it's what we're going through other people's minds. Now he's got a few age-related issues, as I'm getting a few age-related issues now. He's got arthritis, and he's got problems with his balance, and from time to time, he'll not be able to get up, and we have to give him a rub down, and then he comes back to being Jack himself, and he'll run around again. But just recently, he can be lied down, happy in himself, but he'll start to groan. And you'll hear him, And you think, what's up, Jack? What's up? And there's nothing really physically wrong with him. He's just got to an age, I think, where he groans. He doesn't seem to be any pain, because when he first started doing it, we used to touch him all over to see whether he was actually in any physical pain or anything was hurting. But no, he'd just then roll over and let you tickle him and what have you, and enjoy the fuss. But it doesn't physically seem to be any sign of pain or anything. So it got my mind thinking, is it a communication thing? We all think, oh well, a dog would normally bark. But is it that age now where you might not be wanting to be particularly bothered at barking? So we'll just give off this occasional Sometimes we need to talk to God. Even when our words fail. Even if our skill set is weak in communication, in English. And I think at these times we neglect our communication process to God. And sometimes I think those are the most important times when our hearts physically need to communicate to God. When our souls and our spirit needs to be involved. We need to take that time out and not say, I've run out of words. I'm not saying that I understand my dog in his groans. And I don't profess to be able to talk to animals. I don't think his groans are in any way a form of pain. I think he's just letting us know he's still here. He's still kicking, but he might not have got his bark. In Romans 8, verses 22 to 27, I've got a scripture here that I'd like to read to you. It says there, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we are saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we will wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the minds of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God." This scripture tells me our communication shouldn't cease with God when our words fail. When we just don't know what to say in that situation. When we just don't know what more our verbal communication skill set can do. You may feel that you're only a person of a few words. You may feel that your communication skills are not up to the par of the News at 10 presenter. You may feel that your communication skills are not as great as what that preacher that preached on Sunday night is to God. That your communication set is not that affluent to say the words that need to be said for that situation. And so your prayer simply stops and doesn't continue. This morning, I want to encourage each of you and say, you can talk. You can communicate even when your words fail. When your words fail, the Spirit takes over. When your words fail, the Spirit will intercede for you. When your words fail, when your communication skills cease, just groan to God. Just moan through the Spirit to God, because He knows exactly what you're saying. He has an amazing ability to read your spirit that has been indwelt in each and every one of us through Him. That's what this scripture is telling me. That we shouldn't stop in giving thanks, praise, and communication to God. Stay in the conversation and allow the Spirit to take control in your communication to your Father God. It may seem nonsense, some people might start speaking in tongues, even in prayer they may start speaking in tongues. This is something that is mentioned in Scripture. It may seem incoherent. But it's what the Spirit's there for. It's the reason God sent His Spirit to dwell in each one of us, to guide us when our words fail, to help in time of need, to be our voice in time of silence, to understand, to intercede through what may just seem like groans. I'm not saying that you're all going to go home now and start going, like my dog. But when the Spirit is interceding in our prayer life, interceding in our communication skill sets, great things can be done. Because it says in Scripture that God knows exactly what our spirit is saying to Him, what the Spirit is interceding to Him on our behalf, is saying out aloud in voices, in groans, in moans, in spiritual voices, in tongues, in whatever means of communication, God knows exactly what is being said when our own voices fail, when our own words fail. God's Spirit in us can express our needs, can express our thanks, can express our praise, can express our thoughts, can express our feelings, can express our desires, can express our sorrows, can express our pains. I've noticed something in a lot of books. You can read a book, contains many words, then when you get to the end, the last page quite often is blank. It might not be in every book, but in a lot of books, they'll leave one last page that is blank. Now, some people might that are educated might say, oh, well, that's for you to write your own thoughts on, write your own feelings on, and do whatever. But to me, that saying, it doesn't end here. Even though there's no words to be said, it doesn't end here. That should be in our communication with God. When those words run out on that page, when those words run out on that communication, it doesn't end here. Let the Spirit run in our lives. Let the Spirit take control of what we're saying. We might not know what we're saying, but God knows. God knows. God has that fantastic skill set that He can translate those groans, that He can translate those moans, that He can translate those angelic tongues that can come from our mouths that we just don't know what they mean. Now, to some of us, He has given a skill set that will allow us to translate those spiritual voices. But some He hasn't. But God knows. That's amazing to me. Remember this scripture that I've read. Don't simply shut the book when we run out of words. Don't say that prayer time is over when you just don't know what to say anymore. The Spirit, this is from that scripture, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we are to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. It may not be understandable in our understanding, but God knows. And God acts on how the Spirit moves in each of us. It also says in that scripture, and He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So let's come back down to reality. So you're not affluent in literal and verbal communication. You're not skilled in imparting a good word, message, or prayer to our Father in your language. The language you speak. Don't think you can't do it. Because this morning I want to tell you that each of us are capable of communicating exactly the right prayer, exactly the right words to God. What we fail on is allowing the Spirit to work at the same time. What we fail on is allowing the Spirit to take over in our communication with God. Yes, we may start out well. Yes. Small skill set doesn't seem to be able to say anything else, then let the Spirit move inside each of us. Let that message to God continue in our prayer. Let our souls impart exactly what we need to say. Open your hearts to God. Allow the Spirit to move in you. To lift your voice. To speak to God in His tone. In whatever groan, praise and worship to Him. And this is important because we need to fully communicate to God our Father this morning. We need to fully communicate to our Heavenly God, our Heavenly Father. Scripture tells us that we shouldn't cease talking to God when our word fails. Amen.